When it comes to giving a thoughtful gift, the key is you have to think. You have to pay attention and you have to notice. You could go as far, this is quite smart to keep it organized. Put it in the notes of their contact on your phone. Notice your friend's lip combo, write that down. Your friend's shoe size, write that down. You notice something is breaking of your friend's and needs a replacement, write it down. So come birthday, come holiday season, you're able to give something that they will really use and appreciate. Ooh la la, this is not only a podcast, this is also a video this week. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the Lexi Podcast. However, we're getting a special double feature today because it's a gift guide. And I want my podcast listeners to have that episode, your Odin episode. I normally alternate every Thursday. You either get like a 30, 40 minute long vlog, or you get like a 45 minute to an hour long podcast. Today, the gift guide was going to be the episode, but there are visual elements. I want to be able to hold up the thing and say, get this. This is what it looks like. I'm okay with words, so I think I can describe it quite clearly, but in case you would like a visual, I'm offering it. And to my YouTube subscribers or anyone who found this on the suggested page, I'm really good at giving gifts. Why? Because I'm the daughter of a renowned gift giver. I am Sandy Lombard's daughter, world champion gift giver. I do not take this title lightly. I'm here to provide you with the most thoughtful gifts. And yes, the thing about a thoughtful gift is, hear me out, you have to think. That's the trick to giving a really good gift. You have to think, you have to observe. You have to notice the people in your life, how they operate, gaps, because a good gift could either be filling a gap that they haven't noticed but you have, B, adding to a collection of things that they already really enjoy, or C, something that reminded you of them. I'm sure there's other categories, but I have a lot to get into. So without further ado, let's get started. Questions to ask yourself when getting a gift. What has this person been complaining about recently? What has this person taken interest in recently? What is something that someone has lost interest in and this could reignite it? For example, because I know these are slightly vague and people love an example. Your friend has a reusable water bottle, but it's been leaking. Or maybe it doesn't fit in the cup holder. Or maybe it's been many, 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 many years and it's just time for a new one. Maybe it's time to replace their work bag. They need a new laptop bag, a new school bag. They're in need of new kitchen supplies. They just moved into a house and maybe they need dishes. Maybe they need, I think that's a really cute one that you can get secondhand so easily and it's very precious. Not in the sense of it being valuable, but they're really sweet to go get mix match glassware for a bar cart, little wine glasses that aren't a full set. Maybe you have a type A friend and a set would be really nice for them. And I can insert a little image here of my bar cart and how many different glasses there are. It also works really well for when you're hosting because everyone remembers which glass is theirs. A really celebratory gift that feels the quintessential womanhood. This is a gift I love to give not only as a Christmas gift or Hanukkah, whatever, holiday gift, but also a wedding gift, a birthday gift. This is great to give to a girl. Go to Chanel, get her a red lipstick, a hand cream, and a compact mirror. The hand cream's $50. You could get one, you could get two, you could get all three. And showing up with the little Chanel bag, it just feels so luxurious. You feel so glamorous. When I pull out my hand cream, I keep the Chanel one in my car. People are like, oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I used to have Aesop. I also like Aesop. Aesop does great gift boxes. Also Cycler, great. Stop it. Has it been delivered? 1 second. Oh my good God. This is the gift that I gave myself for the holidays. I am an avid journaler. If you know me, you know that I love to write it down. I love to write down my grocery list. I love to write down my business plans. Funny quotes, out of context, give me something to put on paper and I'm so thrilled to do it. That being said, I've always been a one journal for a chunk of time. For example, this is mine right now. I have a tarot spread written down in this where I pulled some cards and then I wrote down a reflection on them. I also have goals that I want to achieve by the end of the year. I also have a grocery list. I have housekeeping to-do list. I have a breakdown of a Halloween costume idea video. I just did grief group training. So I have notes from how to, which is really cool, side note. But the point is, if I had a really great idea, or I wanted to go back and look at my grief training, or I wanted to look at an old list of YouTube ideas that I had written down, I would have no idea because I just have September 2025 to December 2025, and that's all that the journal is labeled as. So I got a traveler's journal from Paper Republic. So it's a leather-bound piece that you can put little inserts in. So I think I have three journals that I can keep in there, and one can be for my to-do list. One can be for like just a full brain dump kind of nonsense. Unorganized thoughts can be in one journal. More concrete plans, business ideas, YouTube concepts, podcast topics, things I need to do for Clio, things of that sort can be in one journal. And then I could do manifestations, dreams, short stories, creative ideas. I haven't exactly decided what the other two are going to be. I just know that one is going to be messy, incoherent, unorganized thoughts, and then the other two will be slightly more organized. But the thing is, the reason why I used to keep all of my things in one place is because I don't like bringing multiple things around, but because it's bound completely by one thing, this solves a problem. And I think the Paper Republic, Luis Carmen also makes one. These are fantastic. I haven't actually owned one yet. I purchased it and it just got delivered in real time as I'm recording this. So at this point, I'm stalling. I need to go downstairs, run and get it, and then I'll open it for you. What an exciting little addition to this. This is a really good gift idea for someone like me. So if you have a friend in your life that's like me, we're going to get a full breakdown of this idea. Ah! It was delivered to my old apartment in New York. I want to die. So inconvenient. The billing address and the shipping address were swapped. I got hot. I took off my sweatshirt. Oh, that frustrated me. The way that I was running downstairs, giddy as a kid in a candy store, and came back just entirely defeated. But a Luis Carmen, a Paper Republic journal would be a great idea. It's very of the moment, but also incredibly timeless and classy. It's having a trend, but I do not actually think that it's a trendy item. I don't think that you will regret having one in years to come because it's so beautiful. It's leather bound. It gets patinaed over time. Alternatively, I've seen so many tutorials online of how to make your own if that's of your interest. And that could be incredibly thoughtful to A, make one for your friend, or B, make one with your friend as an experiential gift. If your friend, family member has a puppy, I know that I want things from Little Beast. I'm looking for things from Wild One. I want to get him a harness. I want to get Spoon. Sorry, I have Spoon like biting my finger right now. I also want to get him a convertible hands-free leash. My friend sent me one from Sunnytail, shopsunnytails.com. But Little Beast also has really cute onesies that I think Spoon would look adorable in. And it's pretty easy to shop for because mostly dogs' outfits and things are done by weight. So as long as you know the weight of the dog, which as an important tangent, I do not think that you should be above asking additional information from your gift recipient. If you want to get them shoes, double check what size they are. If you want to get them clothes, say, I'm looking at these two sweat sets for you. Which one do you like more? Of course, I love when I can completely surprise someone and get them exactly what they didn't even know they wanted without them ever having to know that I was thinking about this and purchasing it or figuring it out. But I also don't think that that is a good enough reason to maybe make an error and have to have them correct it later. Ask them their preference. For example, sweats. Angel Moon makes really soft goods. They're two girls in Malibu. We sell their clothes at Clio, which by the way, Clio is going to have some Black Friday. So if you're in LA, I'll be working. I work weekends and it's the cutest boutique. We have new clothes. People for some reason think it's a vintage store, but Angel Moon is one of our brands. I love them. They have this stripe set, long sleeve shirt, gray and white stripe, capris, really flattering on the butt, snatching, and incredibly soft material. But to my point, I want to get the stripe set for my cousin Morgan, but I want her to look online and double check that that's the set that she wants from Angel Moon. I sent her my lit. Morgan's like my sister. I don't have an official sister, but her and Alex McQueen are probably those are my sisters. And I already sent her the dog harness, the dog leash, the poop bag. She's like, okay, thank you so much for sending me Spoon's Christmas list. What is yours? And I was like, Tank Air. I want Tank Air Studio Tanks. I also believe that they are having some sort of sale. I follow them on Instagram and they posted something about it. I'm a bad influencer. I feel like there's other influencers making their gift guides that are like, make sure that you go to Tank Air on the 26th because they are giving 15% off site-wide. I don't have it for you like that. I am who I am. Maybe I'm not going the extra mile in that sense, but you could so easily get that information yourself. I will say that I do have that information for the next gift, but I want studio tanks from Tank Air. They also have halter tanks. Tank Air, if you do not know, it is the most snatching tank top. It makes your waist tight. It makes your boobs lifted. It's definitely the priciest tank top I own by far. I have two of them. I have one in a slate gray and one in red, and they are without a doubt my most worn tank tops. I would say I wear them at least once a week. I have this sort of dupe on right now. It's a black tank top from Los Angeles Apparel, but it's not actually a dupe. I would say, I feel like dupe is generally the generic equivalent, whereas this is an alternative, but it's not as good as the Tank Air. This is good. The Tank Air is unbelievable. So I want those. That's on my list. Another thing I either want to get myself or get the family is a Lola blanket. Lola's blankets, I had never heard of before. Maybe you're very familiar with the blanket world. I'm not. I actually find most good-looking blankets uncomfortable and most soft blankets hideous. This blanket, my roommate Tyra received as a gift from Tezza. Tezza did a collab. Spoon is addicted to this blanket. Therefore, I have become a frequent participant of having this blanket over me. It comes in just about every color. I think the bigger the better when it comes to blankets. I want to be swallowed in it. And they have large, extra large. They also have weighted blankets. Trust me, this is one of the softest blankets my knowledge comes in. I do know if you're a first-time customer, you can get 35% off by sending your email in. Thoughtful gifts. If you haven't gathered yet, this gift guide is less about specific items that I think you should get. Yes, I'm mentioning some, but the purpose of this episode is much more to get your gears turning. I want the wheels moving and you to start paying attention to be like, oh, mom loves making Canyon coffee. How cute would it be if I got her a 3-month subscription or like a 6-month subscription that every 2 months she gets a bag of Canyon beans sent to her, blue bottle, whatever. That is really thoughtful because she's getting it anyway. And every time it arrives, she'll be like, oh, so cute. My kid's so sweet. Or husband, I don't know who's watching this. You can give these ideas to other people as well. You know, say, dad, have you noticed the beans that mom uses for coffee? What if you just show up with them or you could get a big box yourself and then keep them a little squared away. And every time you notice it's getting up, it's getting down there. The beans are emptying. Why am I making this so complicated? You know, you could surprise her and be like, look, new batch ready to go. So cute. Similarly, in terms of coffee, but not in terms of ideas whatsoever, because there is one approach to think of every single person that you want to give a gift to and customize it for them. An alternative is to give a theme for yourself and everybody gets that. So I've done that in the past in middle school, high school, when I wanted to give friends little Christmas gifts, I would make variations of the same thing for everyone. So for example, I would customize a pen where I would cover it in this sort of sticky tape, roll it in beads. I'd probably do something different now because that was very juvenile looking, but sweet nonetheless. And then a notebook for everyone. And I would decorate the notebook with their name on it, write them a little letter in the first page. But another example I saw of this is Robert Giggs on Instagram. He just got this big box of mugs from an estate sale, and they're these kooky little mugs, and I think that's adorable. He said, this is what everybody's getting for Christmas from me. And that's adorable for him to give out gifts to his friends and family, and they all open it up, and they all get a mug, and they're all a little kooky, and they're all a little different, and maybe they're all a little vintage. I think that's sweet, and you don't need to spend so much money. The thing, I think the most money spent is the parent-to-child gift. Maybe that's because I was a spoiled brat only child where, and my mom was the biggest consumer. Like, oh, anti-consumerism, not this woman. She also shopped all year long. She would keep things in her closet and store them until it was Christmas time. I'm not kidding. This woman was getting me stocking stuffers February before the Christmas. Summer, we'd be on a vacation. She's like, getting this, hiding this in my purse. I'm going to hide this in my closet later. Lexi will see this come December. And then any shopping that we did the months of November and December, if it was really cute, she's like, okay, early Christmas gift. And I could just have it early. I miss her. Oh, the best. That was, and then I have to give some defense because I do have these stalking videos that we would make still up on YouTube. And I was such a brat to her. And the thing is, it was coming from the place of understanding the amount of excess in the world and not wanting to contribute and being disgusted of seeing someone give me all these things because they would eventually end up in a landfill. And I was disgusted by that, but I took out my disgust on her, and it's guilt that I live with. And it's something I'm trying to get over, to be like, it wasn't her. I know you made it personal on her, but you were trying to fight the man and instead you were fighting your mom. And that's not what you meant to do. It was a mistake. You didn't mean to do that. So I live with that guilt, not to just fully take you to confession real quick, but, my mom would shop all year for her stocking stuffers.
This is also a very cute idea, if I do say so myself. If your friend has a go-to lip combo or they like lip products, I'm sure that their go-to doesn't exist. They probably only have one of them. So if you duplicate it and wrap it up and say, this one's for your night out bag, this one's for your work bag, this one's for your bathroom. How sweet is that? The answer is so, so, so sweet. My philosophy is you can take something really simple, something like a lip combo is nice, but then to give it the extra thoughtful mile is to wrap it and leave a note that says, this one's for your night out bag, this one's for your bathroom. If you do want to do a trinket, let's say you're an artist, which, my God, use your ability. If you can draw, if you can paint, if you can make something visually beautiful, make it for them. Any of my friends that can draw, any of my friends that can make art, make jewelry, to get a piece of jewelry made by my friend would mean so much more than them just trying to, you know, them to give me my lip combo. I would, if they have that ability, that's what I would prefer. And I did for some friends, I made them into magnets. I made, like, for example, I made one of my friends into a butterfly, and similar, where it has something cute and it feels a little trinkety, but because it's a magnet, it sticks somewhere and you don't have to worry about finding a place to put it. It's just displayed. I mean, I've always had a scrapbook fridge. My fridge is covered with photos, memories, tickets. That's my scrapbook. It's all over the fridge. And so magnets are my little version of getting a keychain when I go travel. So I like making friends magnets. My friend made me a magnet and I never forgot about it because I thought that's so smart. Instead of giving me a little picture, put the picture on a piece of wood on a magnet. Clever, clever.
Another approach to gift giving, especially if you're someone who is going to forget, you're the type that wants to send someone something and then it gets to the end of the year and Christmas comes around. You're like, I'm so sorry, it's coming later. Like, no, it's in the mail. You come up with some lie to be like, it's on its way. And then you hope that they forget about it or you give it to them later. Order it now. Have it be delivered beginning of December. Who cares? It's so much better to just give a gift early than never give it at all. My aunt, Morgan's mom, is a practical woman, okay? She knew I needed new pots and pans. What gets delivered to me the last week of November? New pots and pans. Was it wrapped up in a pretty bow on December 25th? No. Did they get used any less because of that? Absolutely not. They were delivered to my home, especially if your family doesn't live near each other. Don't feel the need to wait till the 25th, pack them in your suitcase, worry about giving people the physical wrap gifts. Yes, that's amazing. If you are traveling, maybe save a couple things that you could get once you're home to wrap up so people can have the gift opening experience. But by and large, since my family's all across the country, they're all on the East Coast, I do not need to be opening up anything that's suddenly cumbersome and I have to worry about getting it on a flight and getting it back to California. Having it delivered here, worlds better. Wrapping paper, I love it. Thank you so much. I had so many years of my life opening it up. Maybe one day I'll be back on the East Coast and we can do that all over again. But for now, You can ship it to me. I don't care what box it arrives in. The gift is the gift, and that is what counts. And thank you so much. And I'm so happy that I don't need to figure out how to travel by air with it. As I said, when it comes to giving a thoughtful gift, the key is you have to think. You have to pay attention and you have to notice. Take notes, pay attention, do this all year. You could go as far, this is quite smart to keep it organized. Put it in the notes of their contact on your phone. My friend does this for food allergies because she's a big host. So when she's having people over, she'll just skim their contact and say, oh, this person doesn't eat dairy. Oh, this person's allergic to shellfish, before she goes shopping to host her parties. And I think that's so thoughtful and also helpful for yourself in the long run. So do the same thing. If you notice your friend's lip combo, write that down. You notice your friend's shoe size, write that down. You notice something is breaking of your friend's and needs a replacement, write it down. So come birthday, come holiday season, you're able to give something that they will really use and appreciate. Okay, now we're going to pull from the audience. On my Instagram story today, I said, "'Tis the season of gift guides. I want to give you creative ideas, not just repeats of what you're already seeing. What ideas do you need?" Examples, ideas for those who hate consumerism but love a thoughtful gift. A Lexi guide, things that I actually love and use. Or a Lover Girl gift guide, how to give the gift of whimsy. Now, this was all before I made this episode. I didn't end up going with a theme. I just wanted to go with a guide to giving gifts as opposed to a 2025 gift guide. I think it's more important to think about how to give a good gift than just what particular products are trending at this moment. It just felt a little bit more me. So I'll get into the ideas that you guys had on Instagram. And then I also posted a similar but different video on TikTok. For TikTok, I wanted to respond in videos. So I made a video saying, tell me someone you don't know who to get a gift for, and I will give you an idea. So if you want specific ideas, you can comment on that TikTok and I will give you an answer. So let's start with Instagram, but first a word from our sponsors. First one is basic gifts that you can make sentimental. So I think I've already sort of answered this with lip combo, but give them three variations. If you want an even more budget-friendly version, it could be a lip balm. You don't need to get them a lip liner and a lipstick and a lip gloss and give them variations of that. You can do three chapsticks. You could do, I don't know. Also, as I'm saying, like my cousin Morgan, she is addicted. It's honestly not even funny to joke about because it's like clinical OCD, but it's just crazy that this is how it manifested. It manifests in laundry. She is a carbon nightmare, you guys. She, sorry, once again, I know I'm laughing. I don't think OCD is funny. I think the extent in which she let her laundry obsession go on without questioning it is hilarious. She's gone through, like, as in, use them to death, not one, but two washers and dryers, and she's still in her 20s. She's only lived on her own for a couple years. But something for her would be to get her like a laundry kit, like a slew of Tide Pods or dryer sheets. Or honestly, this goes into the things that I could either mail her or wait till I get to the East Coast and then go buy them and wrap them up. But the last thing I need to do is travel with a container of Tide Pods in my suitcase. That's something simple, but it seems thoughtful and it could be sentimental if I went as far as to sort of like decorate. Maybe I go into her laundry room. She just bought a house and I make a little station in her laundry room for her. The magnets, also simple, would take you an afternoon to make them for like maybe four friends. Sentimental. Never underestimate photos. That's always a great short on time gift. Go through your camera roll and make an album of every photo of you and the person you want to get a gift for, and then literally just decorate the envelope and give them the Walgreens CVS envelope of every photo. I did that for my friend when we were in the fires, when LA was on fire. It was my friend's birthday and we were at a hotel And I was like, how can I get her a good gift while we're at a hotel with limited resources? So I went through my camera roll and I found every photo that I could possibly find. Like, ridiculous. I think it's good to have even screenshots of your text type photos, ones if you have ridiculous Snapchat filters on. I'm talking hi-fi and lo-fi photos. The more range, the better. So then she came and picked me up and I hug her, say happy birthday, but then I wait a little bit so it almost feels nonchalant, and then I pull the envelope out of my purse. Great surprise, simple, sentimental. Practical gifts. My roommate Tyra, bougie girl, fine dining on the reg, taking an Uber Black everywhere she goes. Her computer charger was a fire hazard. I'm talking the coils were so alarming that it was ready to spark at any moment. So the practical gift, this once again goes back into paying attention. You could A, get an Apple gift card. I think they have those where you don't even need to go to the Apple store. I think you can go to the grocery store, and then you could make a card saying, get a new computer charger. But I knew her. I knew she wasn't going to do that. I had to go to the Apple store and I got her a new phone charger and a new computer charger with soft wires. They have these new ones that are almost covered in cloth. Yeah. And then new heads, because the wall plugs were disgusting as well. Practical gift. Knew that was something she needed, but did not want to get it for herself. Gifts for the person who only... Oh, I haven't been saying your guys' username. Sorry. Practical gifts was LMAO, it's Candace. Basic gifts that you can make sentimental was Ava Skendendor? We'll call you Ava. Well, we can get to know each other a little bit more next time. Okay, where was I? Nicola Trains. Gifts for the person who only wants things that can be used up. No clutter. This is easy. This is the person that doesn't care and would love a gift card. Uber gift card, that's also great because not only does it give you money for rides, it gives you money for Uber Eats. Grocery gift card, whatever grocery store they go to. A gas gift card. If they want practical, they want something that's not going to give clutter, pay for their services. Give them a tank of gas. That would mean so much. I love a sentimental, thoughtful gift. I would still love if one of my friends or family gave me a gas gift card to cover a tank of gas. Oh, hell yeah. Okay, Jill said, love all your examples, new relationship boyfriend ideas. I think for a new relationship, bake them something. I don't think you need to go full sentimental yet. I think if you bake or cook or can make something really delicious that you can give, and then put a little sign on it, Merry Christmas, XOXO, Jill. That's perfect. Maya asked for her dad who buys everything he needs for himself. Tyra is also like this, so you have to look closer. You have to say, okay, she's buying herself every makeup, skincare item that she could ever desire. Oh, you know what I also did? This goes into paying for services. I forgot this is what I did for Tyra's birthday this year. I called up her hairstylist because I knew she was going to get a blowout before her birthday dinner. And I called up our acupuncturist and I paid ahead. And that was so fun because A, it was super easy. Like, talk about a hands-off experience, but thoughtful, because Tyra goes, gets her hair done, she's ready to pay. And then Erica, or her hairstylist, says, Lexi already got it. And then to double down, because one, she's like, are you kidding? That's so nice. Thank you so much. Then for her a week later, okay, she didn't go to them in the same time. I just know she's regular at the acupuncturist. So a week later, she goes in for like a post-birthday reset. And when she goes to pay, the acupuncturist says, no worries, Lexi already got it. Oh, I felt like a champion. I felt like a champion. So you could do that for your dad if there's somewhere that he regularly goes, to be like, oh, this one was on your daughter. Like, if he has a coffee shop that he always goes to on his way to work, if you could talk to one of the baristas. If he, I don't know your dad, but I'm sure there's a routine that he has, because the people that tend to get themselves anything that they could ever need are probably on top of their life, more or less. So there has to be some routine. There's got to be some consistency that you can weasel your way in to surprise him. Emma Dawson asked for sentimental gifts for parents. I mean, once again, the photo thing is never going to get old. And you would be surprised how many options that Walgreens, I can't remember if it's Walgreens, CVS, or both, whichever one has the photo service, how many options you can get it printed on as a magnet. You can get it printed as a canvas. You can get it printed as a blanket. How funny would it be and ridiculous if you got a photo of your pets, your family pets, on a blanket? That's so ridiculous and silly. You could also do something chicer. I for some reason, I don't know why my brain went there, but the possibilities are pretty endless on that, and photos are always sentimental and appreciated. Ambroski asked for the experience type of gifts. I think it's, once again, this is the iteration. To be a good gift giver, you have to be thoughtful. And to be thoughtful, you have to pay attention and you have to think. So, experiential. If there's someone that's into food, there's a certain restaurant. See if they offer a cooking class. See if they have a cookbook. For example, one of the most popular restaurants in my neighborhood just made a cookbook. So you could get the cookbook, buy the ingredients, you guys make the meal together. This I already said, but let's say it again because I don't think it's a bad idea and maybe you didn't catch it the first time. If you have a friend, you guys have talked about the Luis Carmen journals, the Paper Republic journal, which I'm still pissed that mine is in New York right now. I actually am so frustrated at that. But I had also mentioned that there are a ton of tutorials online of how to make that. So if you bought the supplies and then you guys made journals together, listened to a great album, you have to figure out what your friend likes. Do they like food? Do they like journaling? Would you want to go on a hike? The world's your oyster. Oh, I love this one. Maddie asked, elevated chic items to level up everyday routines. The Mason Pearson hairbrush. You might know my lore with that one, but I stand by it. I think it's a great hairbrush. Even the travel one. I kind of want to get the travel one for myself because I have the really big one. Marvis toothpaste. I like the whitening one. Some sort of fancy looking toothpaste don't taste great. This one is chic and it's good. A nice ashtray. Edie Parker has some cool ashtrays. We also have one from the Sunset Tower. So if you go to a 5-star hotel, sometimes they have merch. You get them a nice bathrobe. Oh my God, like I had, oh, it got too dirty. Probably lasted me like 5 or 6 years and eventually I had to say goodbye. But I had a bathrobe from the Plaza Hotel. The cost per wear, great. You could get them some updated flatware. You could go to, forget what the one that everyone's loving right now is called. I have mine from Sur La Table. But if you do a little quick Google search, you could find the ones that are really trendy right now. But those are some ideas, and I hope that you guys enjoyed them. If you are a Patreon member, I'm going to get into some little life updates. This is actually good news, I promise, but I just got trained to host peer-led grief circles, so I want to discuss that. I specifically want to do it for parent loss, specifically mom loss, looking to host one of those, and how I'm feeling overall about the holidays, because this is typically a pretty hard time of year for me, but my spirits are oddly good and I have some theories behind it and I sort of want to get into that. So that's what is going to be on the ad-free extended Patreon episode. If you're listening on Spotify, Patreon has made this incredible feature where now the ad-free extended episode is just right above and you don't even need to go into the app to listen to it. And I think that's fantastic. So you can go ahead and do it there. And if you have any curiosity, all the gifts that I have mentioned, as well as the Patreon, will be listed in the show notes. So for everyone else, thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you next week. XOXO Lexi.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.